His name is Ron Van Dam, and he is the podcaster other podcasters have warned you about. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you, thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam by virtue of the fact that my name is in a title. Is your name in a title? I don't think so. The show has over 1,900 episodes. I mean, come on, huh? Welcome to the program. Thank you so much. Thank you. How are you today? How are you? Oh, man. Don't watch the news, because the news demonstrates something that I've known for quite some time. People really suck. I mean, they're just not unpleasant. They really suck. I'm watching TV, and I see that in the House of Representatives, Senate, that some Republicans are refusing to wear masks, even though the variant is sweeping this country. Let me explain something to some of you. This life is, yes, yours. You are who you are. You deserve to do what you want to do, but you can't do it at the peril of others. There's something that this country dropped a while ago, a little over 4 years ago, and that was respect and dignity. Dropped completely from the language. If there is a resurgence of the pandemic, and there is, and some people are uncomfortable and think that everybody should wear masks because it is safer, you must respect that. No, I don't want to wear a mask. It's uncomfortable for me. You don't understand, do you? It's uncomfortable for you? Do you ever think of something called civic responsibility, respect, feelings? Did you ever hear of that? This country made vaccines available to everybody except children, put it on a silver plate and extended it to you, and over half the country said, no, I'm not sure about that. I don't trust it. When they know that 70% of vaccinations in this country would be herd immunity and this virus would not be able to variate or variant into anything. Things would be safer, life would go back to normal. But instead, the variant took over. Over half the country is unvaccinated. Do you know what the fact of the day is? Do you even know?
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. It is that time again for Ron's fact of the day.
90 to 95%, depending on which vaccine you got, of those that are vaccinated do not get the variant. And if they do, and some do, they do not die from it, and they do not go to the hospital with ventilators and tubes in their neck and have their organs destroyed over time. That's what happens when you're unvaccinated. Those things are a possibility. If you're vaccinated, the possibilities are quite low, and you're basically saving your own life. And you're also helping this country reach herd immunity. That's civic responsibility. That's people pulling together to reach a goal. But what's happening now? The unvaccinated not only are putting themselves at risk, but they are kicking things back to a bad situation. And for those that are unvaccinated, unless you have an autoimmune system disorder or have some physical disorder which makes this not a possibility to get vaccinated, unless that's the case, if your reasoning is, well, I've heard from somebody else it's not a good idea, or I've heard about people who got the vaccination and they got sick, yeah, spin the wheel. But in the meantime, you're plummeting this country that was the richest in vaccines and vaccine availability. This country should be the model of immunity. But instead, it's throwing us back into the depths of a pandemic. Thank you. Thank you for your inconsideration. Thank you for not stepping up, right? All right, that's all I want to say about it. I am confounded and confused as to why, when a world emergency, thus a national emergency like this of life and death, emerges and returns after a year and a half because of people's selfishness and getting the facts wrong. Well, Ron, getting the facts wrong is a matter of opinion. That's the problem. That's the problem. Do you understand? There are Congress people, congressmen, congresswomen, who are not wearing masks when they're on the Senate and House of Representatives floor because they think this is all a hoax still. They think it's impeding on their rights because they're uncomfortable wearing a mask. Why don't you flip that? How about if the majority of people are uncomfortable with you not wearing a mask, you put a piece of fabric on your face? Can you put a piece of fabric on your face out of respect and in thus doing so, you reduce the spread of the virus? But what really reduces the spread of the virus, get fucking vaccinated, will you? You're ruining it for everybody. And I'll say it, and I'll say it once, and I'll move on with the program. The reason we're spiraling back into this pandemic and hospitalization and death and positivity rate is because of the unvaccinated. Okay. Anyway, hi, how are you? How are you? Ron, whoa, baby. Let's take a step back. I mean, no. You know, this is just incredibly disappointing and completely confusing as far as I'm concerned. You don't have someone hand you a gift on a silver platter and then fuck it up like that. Come on, man. Oh, Lord. Sometimes in life, you know, when these things happen, you have to take chances in order to resolve. And the people that didn't take chances, and by the way, if you took the chance of getting the vaccine, it's apparently working out very, very well. But you don't want to see that because you heard from somebody else who heard from somebody else who works somewhere that it's not what everybody says it is. Yeah, okay, fine. Great. Enjoy yourself. All right. I hope I haven't alienated any of my audience, though, because I need you. But I got to be honest with you. This, like, I base this show on things making no sense. This is the granddaddy of making no sense. They got a vaccine for this so you won't die and so we can get back to normal life. It's readily available. It doesn't cost you a cent. And half the country throws it away. I don't understand it. I just don't. I'm disappointed in many of these citizens. And I'm sorry. But that's the way I feel. And that's the way I believe by science and data that it is. Check the data. Check the numbers. That's what it is. The hospitals are filled. Over 90% of patients that are unvaccinated. That's a fact. You figure out the rest yourself. Oh, man. And if you do happen to get the virus and you are vaccinated, you'll feel very few effects from the virus as opposed to being in a hospital room for 3 months if you survive. Those are the facts. That is the data. Okay. It's hard to move on after something like that. It really is. I have for the past 4 or 5 years it has been quite glaringly obvious to me how I wouldn't say stupid, but naive. Naive's a good word. How naive so much of the population is. And these are people that are walking amongst us. They don't trust anybody. And you know what? I don't trust you. Because you're not coming through for society. You're not coming through for the population. You're not coming through to make resolves. It's this attitude in this country to search and destroy those that oppose you. Oh, man, you got it so much all wrong. So much all wrong. I'm so sick of the Republican and Democrat and the Senate and the Congress people just like doing nothing together. This country is just at a stalemate, has been for over 4 years, because nobody wants to work with each other. No one wants to talk to each other. They are out to search and destroy. Mitch McConnell himself, do you know who he is? Do you follow this stuff? Actually said in verbiage with words, my mission is to stop the other side. That's all. Not to work with them, to stop them. Not to work with them, to stop them, to make sure that they get nothing done. Well, that's a great attitude for this country. That attitude's been floating around for quite some time, and it may have been dormant for a long time and never came out, but wow, huh? What a realization. What a realization. Anyway, there you have it. You ever watch like a football game? Have you ever watched a football game before? Most of you have. Because people, you know, when they go to a bar, who knows if that's going to be possible in a few months. You go to a bar, people argue about sports teams and, oh, did you see the Patriots play yesterday? They lost. They lost big time because they were making so many mistakes. They just lost it. There were so many penalties. They lost the game because of themselves. It wasn't the other team that was playing so well. It was because the Patriots were playing so poorly. That's what's happening in this country. It's not that the other countries are doing so well. It's that we're destroying ourselves and losing the games. Is it a conscious effort to destroy ourselves? No, not at all. We're a winning country, and we still think we are. But we're destroying ourselves. We're making countries like Russia and China very, very happy. Look, the United States, they're destroying themselves. Our method of divide and conquer is working. They actually had a president for 4 years recently whose motto was destroy and conquer your own country. This is beautiful. All we have to do is sit back and watch them destroy themselves. Is this not obvious to you? That alone should make everybody stop in their tracks in this country and go, whoa, they're right. We're destroying ourselves. This can't be. We need to start discussing everything and having compromises and get things done, move ahead, make things better. Not completely the way anybody wants it, but in some compromise motion. I don't understand. And like the environment, someday this will result in horrific results. It will. You know it. You know, we always live for the day. We very rarely think about the future and the consequences of what we do. It's like going to a restaurant and there is a gigantic prime rib riddled with fat. And you know, if you eat it, you're not helping your health at all. You're probably going to have like a stomach ache and throw up 2 days later because you can't digest that meat. And then you're going to follow it with a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken because it is so tasty. Those temptations are there. By the way, how many original members of the Temptations are still alive? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm sure not all of them. But we're tempted every day to do things that are good for the moment. And then we say, well, you know, you only live once, so let's do. But you never think about the future. You never think about the ramifications of what you're doing and the ramifications of what this country is doing to itself. Are incredible. They're incredibly destructive. What we're doing to this planet, the ramifications of enjoying our plastic life, the ramifications are incredible. But human beings have a very small capacity to go beyond their own enjoyment levels. Society, by definition, is supposed to be a working organism that promotes the advancement and enjoyment of life. Sometimes, just sometimes, you have to forfeit. You have to sacrifice. I think that's what this country was built upon, right? People sacrificing their lives overseas in other countries to keep the peace so that we can have peace at home. They sacrifice their lives. Police officers, firefighters, first responders, hospital workers. Sacrifice, soldiers, sacrifice. And yet the everyday person sacrifices nothing. Nothing. It's time for people to wake up before it's too late to wake up at all. And sacrifice. You don't have to sacrifice everything. Just enough to understand and to move forward and to make things better. Right now, this country is in a stalemate, which has happened many times before in our history, but is now accelerated when the stakes are higher than ever. In the middle of a pandemic that strengthens again in an even more destructive variant manner. And in legislation and politics where this country doesn't move forward, it destroys itself. It moves backwards. It's time for people to all of a sudden have an aha Oprah moment and go, hey, this is not working out. This is not working. We have to exist with other people. We have to bring the word respect and compassion back into our lives as a society, at least in this country. But guess what? It's going in the opposite direction. And it's person by person that will change that. I know this is supposed to be a comedy show. I know that. But every once in a while, you know, you gotta... Laughter is wonderful. It heals a lot of wounds. But so does realization. And it's time to realize. And I kind of thought that when that four-year debacle of destruction was over, that things would kind of marry up again. But then I realized, no, this is not a country of compassion and civic responsibility. It is a country of selfishness and basically not being able to do any simple math. 2 + 2 = 4. That's a fact. You can't argue that fact. No, Ron, 2 + 2 = 5. Why do you say that? Because someone told me it equaled 5, and they were very convincing. 2 + 2 = 4, no matter what they told you. That's a fact. Get your 2 + 2s in order. And if we can all agree on that, then at least we got something. But right now, half the country thinks 2 + 2 = 5 and argues vehemently that that's a fact. I don't know who figured out that the world wasn't flat, but I don't think that concept was accepted overnight. And there are societies that exist right now that claim the world is actually flat. I can't even discuss that because it is just so absurd. But there's a population that believes the world is flat. I can't criticize or put people down who have problems in their brain understanding what this is all about, why you're actually here. You're actually here to make things better for the next generation and to make yourself happy and comfortable, not to seek and destroy, okay? All right, fine. I do have a guest today. We're going to talk about health and taking care of yourself, which is a little bit off the subject matter, but still somehow connected. We're going to talk to our guest right now.
Hi, Ron. Good morning.
Hi. How are you today?
I am well. And yourself?
I am well as well. Dr. Michelle Graham joins us now. She's the Regional Chief Medical Officer for United Healthcare, Medicare and Retirement and all those things. And thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the opportunity to talk with you.
Well, this is a subject that everybody can relate to, whether you're 20 years old or 60 years old or 70 years old or whatever, because we want to boost our mental and physical health as we age. And we're all aging. Let's not kid ourselves. We try to look like we're not, but, you know, things happen. So we got to keep on top of this. I mean, that makes for a healthy, long, enjoyable life, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Ron. At United Healthcare, we're really focused on helping our members and our communities have healthy lifestyles. Yeah. And we know that staying fit and active is about more than just that physical health that many people may think about, but also keeping ourselves mentally nimble is really important, especially, as you mentioned, as we age and all of us are aging.
Yeah, I'm familiar with physical exercise, not saying that I do it, but I'm familiar with it. I'm told constantly to do it. Mental exercise, I'm not hearing anybody talk about that, but it's as important, I guess.
Absolutely. In fact, the two really do go hand in hand. Studies have shown that moderate exercise can really help brain function, especially in areas responsible for learning and memory. So it really is important to think about that as well. Things like elevating your mood and minimizing the risk of depression. Mm-hmm. Thinking about how we can keep ourselves mentally active is just as important as staying physically active.
Yeah. You know what scares people the most besides circus clowns? It would be the fear of memory loss. I mean, we all walk into rooms and we wonder why we're there, or we can't remember somebody's name after being introduced to them 30 seconds ago. And then we say to ourselves, I'm losing it. Is that the case?
You know, it's interesting. I think when we think about exercise, like you said, we're thinking about all those physical pieces. Uh-huh. We think about healthier hearts. We think about stronger bones. We're looking at the ability to enjoy our favorite activities. But those important mental benefits are just as vital to that overall health and wellness. And when we think about things like you mentioned about, you know, memory loss, even a small amount of movement can actually help that brain function and may really boost our feelings of wellness and improve memory. So many of our listeners might not realize how important that physical activity actually plays in our mental health and things like memory.
So I don't have to do like little mental quizzes in order to keep my mind sharp, although that's probably not a bad idea. But if I do physical exercise, that actually takes care of the mental part too, is what you're saying.
Well, it certainly is one of the things that can help in the mental space. You know, I would say as well, for instance, there are many ways that people can use their Medicare benefit plan benefits to actually keep themselves mentally active and healthy as well. I would encourage listeners to look into what their benefits are. For our United Healthcare members, many of our Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement plans provide access to Renew Active by United Healthcare. And in that, we also have some activities that offer online brain health programs. Oh. So you might be more familiar with those kinds of things to produce increased memory, support cognitive health, and keep people's minds healthy. So those are also good.
Huh. Okay. Or at least there's a list of ideas on how to do that, but there are actually benefits that are covered that probably most Americans aren't even familiar with.
Absolutely. We'd certainly recommend anyone in a Medicare plan to take a close look at their benefits and make sure they're taking full advantage of those opportunities, whether it be gym benefits or whether it be the mental health online kind of programming that's available in those. Both, as we're mentioning today, are really important to our overall health as we age.
Right. And if we're not in that age category, A, we will be, and B, you got parents, you got relatives who probably could benefit as well. So pass this on to them. I mean, I do everything I can, although it's funny. I remember, you know, when I have an idea for a show, if I don't write it down, I have no idea what it was the next day. And I guess that's kind of normal, but I would love a list of little brain exercises that could help keep me sharp.
Sure. Absolutely. And those kinds of possibilities, you know, could be found, like I'd mentioned, in Renew Active with some of the online places that are on there. There are things like, I think many of us are familiar with crossword puzzles and mental activities that will keep our minds astute as we age.
That's, yeah, crossword puzzle. You're absolutely right. There are word games, things like that. That's a good point. Okay. I guess your point here is that it's all available to you if you just go for it.
Absolutely. I think a lot of times members don't necessarily take full advantage of all the benefits that they have. And today we really want to encourage all Medicare beneficiaries to really look at their member benefits. And again, for our UnitedHealthcare members, to look at our Renew Active plan, which is available to most of our Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement members. The free memberships, the online activities, it's a great opportunity to really take advantage of something that's already part of the benefit.
Well, in this day and age, there are websites involved with everything. Where do we go for this one?
Absolutely. So if listeners would like to learn more specifically about information on UnitedHealthcare, they can visit UHCMedicareHealthPlans.com. Again, that's UHCMedicareHealthPlans.com. Also, for members, they can actually call their plan directly with the number on the back of their ID card and learn more about their benefit.
Fantastic. My last question to you is, what would be my motivation? I know we've discussed all the positive things that can come out of it, but to actually get one up off there, you know, the part that you sit on, and actually do this, what would you say that would motivate me to, like, taking action right away?
Absolutely. You know, I think all of us do want to live healthier lives, and clearly for UnitedHealthcare, we want our members to live healthier lives. Mm-hmm. We want our communities to be healthy. As an individual, if we think about what we can do today to try to have a healthier life as we move forward, I think about connecting the things that we love or that we really like to do with things that we might not automatically be motivated to do. So, for instance, many of us truly enjoy music. And so if you think about putting together a playlist of all of your favorite songs, and then you get the opportunity to listen to that, maybe while you're going for a walk or you're going to the gym, that's a great idea. Motivator for many to think about what can I do next. Another tip of, you know, what would make me get up and go for a walk or go to the gym or walk around the block might be that I have a new exercise outfit. So, you know, having that new exercise outfit that I get to wear these comfortable clothes. And if I put those clothes on, we know that there's more likelihood that someone actually might get up and walk around the block or go to the gym. Hmm. And so it's kind of attaching those things that we might not automatically do with some things that we might see as rewards, or again, boosting our mental attitude and how we're feeling at the same time.
That's a good answer. That's a pretty good answer. Okay. She is Dr. Michelle Graham. And just Google UnitedHealthcare, Medicare and Retirement, and all kinds of information will come up. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Well, that'll do it for me today. You've been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me. I do apologize for not doing the usual comedy social commentary, but every once in a while, man, you got to just look at reality. And you know what I'm saying? I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, I wish you peace.